Again, as always, I'd like to thank you this morning for making your way here to the house of the Lord. And it's always good to be able to come here to the house of God and share the Word of God with you. And I pray today that you will be blessed and receiving the Word of God and hearing the Word of God. And so what I was praying about this week and meditating about this week is something that we really don't talk much about that we have at our disposal every single day when you awake, all through the day when conflict and trouble arises and you find yourself in times of uncertainty and maybe confusion or fear or maybe even strife. Who knows what it is? There's a list of things that comes up against us every day, but the greatest thing that we have today is something that we often overlook, and it's the Word of God. We have at our disposal each and every day the words of God, the holy Word of God, penned down by men that God sent this Word to so that we could have it to use in our daily lives, in our daily walk with God. You know, I often hear people say, I want a closer walk with the Lord. I hear that all the time. I want to know more about the Lord. I want to be filled with wisdom and knowledge of the Lord. Well, I share with you this morning the only way that is possible, the only way that you can know the Lord is by reading the Word of God. Would you agree with me this morning if I told you that everything you need to know about God is right here? You want to know what God's plans are for your life, not just in the future, but every day, right here. You say, well, where is it? Where can you show it to me? Well, I can show it to you. Start reading with the book of Genesis and read all the way through the book of Revelations. And it'll tell you exactly what you need to know. It'll tell you exactly who God is. It'll tell you exactly which way you need to go. It'll tell you exactly what you need to do every day and how to do it. Do you agree with that? Can somebody say amen to that this morning? Listen, let me tell you, I'm praising God this morning because I know every day I get up. Now listen, I want to tell you something this morning. Oh, Satan, he is so good at deterring people when it comes to the Word of God, when it comes to knowing God. Satan is so good at trying to pull people back. You know, he pulled me back for a long time. He pulled me back a long time. He confused me for a long time. But see, because I didn't know God. I didn't know the Word of God. I never read the Word of God. I never even owned a Bible until I accepted Christ. But one day I got a Bible. Somebody bought me a Bible and gave it to me. Now, is that uncommon? You say, preacher, you're lying. No, in my house, I didn't own a Bible. I didn't even have a Bible. Never even opened up a Bible. So I definitely didn't know the Word of God. So if you don't know the Word of God, you don't know God. Listen, this Word of God is all things to all people. It don't make a difference who you are. It don't make a difference what color you are. It don't make a difference what walk of life you're from. This Word I'm holding in my hand this morning is all things to all people. God is all things to all people. It doesn't matter who you are, how smart you are. Listen, if you want to be filled with the power and the strength of the Lord, you have to read this. You say, preacher, you just don't understand my life. I just ain't got time for all that. Well, I don't know what to tell you about that, other than you got to develop a time for God. We have a time for everything in this walk of life. You know what? I find time to go to work. I find time to pay bills. I find time to go to the doctor. I find time to get off and go fishing if I want to. Well, I don't go fishing that much. But the things I like to do, I find time to do them. Amen? I do. I find time to do them. But the one thing that I need to do the most on a daily basis is find time to be with God. Amen? You got to set time aside to be with God. You got to get away from your phones. You got to get away from the TV. You got to get away from your busy hustle and bustle of your everyday life, of going back and forth to work. Man, I hear so many voices in my head, and that's not because I'm crazy. I hear so many people talking in my ear every day. Some days I'm thinking, man, I just feel like I'm in a whirlwind. But the moment I get away and find time to be with God, you know what He gives me? He gives me peace. Man, there's a calmness that comes over me, a tranquility that comes over me, and man, I feel good. Because you need that time. You need some alone time. You know, we got two grandkids. Carson's always with us, and I love him to death, but sometimes me and Pam need some alone time. We might want to go out and be alone. We might want to go out on a special date, or if we could. But sometimes, you know, you got that third wheel. And I'm not knocking it. But sometimes you got to be that way with God. You got to throw down everything you're doing to say, you know what? Today is the day. I'm going to set some time aside for God. I'm going to set some time aside to read the Word. Start reading the Word of God. I'm going to set some time aside to start praying unto the Lord. I'm going to give Him my praise. I'm going to sing songs unto the Lord. I'm going to just honor God today, even if it's just for a few minutes. And the next thing you know, you'll be wanting to do it every day. And next thing you know, all that confusion and all that uncertainty, it'll start going away. Because the Lord will fill your heart. Listen, as surely as I need nourishment for this body, I got to eat something every day. I got to have some type of food every day to stay alive. Amen? I've got to have some kind of nourishment to maintain my health. If I didn't, I'd go down quick and I'd probably die. But let me tell you a truth this morning. Your spiritual body, it needs that nourishment too. And if you're not getting it, if you're not getting that spiritual food that you need every day, then you're not flourishing, you're not growing, you're not getting stronger in the Lord, you're not walking closer to Thee, you're falling behind. You know, you're not keeping up, you can't keep up with God if you're not getting the proper nourishment for your spiritual life. Does that make any sense this morning? You got to have the proper nourishment, and the only way you can get it right here is the Word of God. You got to open it up and you got to read it. You got to study it. And if you don't understand it, people say, well, I don't understand part of the Bible. I don't understand any of the Bible. Well, guess what you can do about that? You can pray about it. Amen. You can pray. You can ask God. Listen, I don't know everything I need to know about this Bible right here, but you know what? That's not going to stop me from reading the Word of God. You ever tried to understand the book of Revelations? That's a hard book. A lot of preachers don't even want to even speak the word Revelations. They don't even want to get in the book of Revelation. But you know what? It's just as important in the Bible as the book of Genesis. Because that's the ending of the Bible. It's just as important. But listen, the Bible tells me that I read, if any of you lack wisdom and knowledge, guess what you've got to do? You got to ask the Lord. It says, ask unto the Lord, any of you that's lacking wisdom and knowledge, and the Lord shall give it unto you. All you got to do is ask Him. If you don't understand the Scriptures, it says in the Word of God that you got to ask God. You got to pray about it. You know what the preachers do the most? They pray over Scripture. They pray about Scripture. If they don't know what the Scriptures are, they pray about them. And God will reveal to you what the Scriptures mean. That God will reveal to you what the Scriptures are telling you. And that's how you grow in the Lord. You want to know how your faith grows? That's how your faith grows. It says stand on the Word of God. How are you going to stand on the Word of God? How are you going to be firm in the Word of God? How are you going to grow in the power and the knowledge of the Word of God and the wisdom of God if you don't read the Word of God? Amen? How are you going to do that? You can't. You won't. And the devil knows that. And that's what he uses against us to keep us where he wants us. He wants you under his foot. But listen, to have total victory. You want total victory in the Lord? You already got it. You know what? You don't have to read this Bible to know what total victory is this morning. The cross of Calvary. When Christ died on the cross, when he gave that he gained death, he gained victory over death, hell, and the grave. That was the total victory that Christ gained over the entire world. Death, hell, and the grave. But listen, the day you accepted Christ as your own Savior, all things become new. According to what 2 Corinthians chapter 5 and verse 17 and 18 says, it says all things have become new. Listen, all them old things that you had once in your life, they're no more usable. You know what you do with things you can't use no more? You throw them out. They're no good to you. I don't know about you, but I don't keep them. Anything that I can't use, I get rid of. Anybody else? You know why? You know why you got to get rid of it? You know why them old things that you once had and you once carried around with you? You know why you know why they're not usable anymore? Because the Lord says you are a new creation now. You have been given a new life. And he said, all things are new now. And guess what? I like the new me. I don't know about you, but I like the new me. I don't like that old junk I used to have carrying around with me all the time. Listen, and if you keep that old stuff in you, if you want to keep that old stuff, you try to drag it around with you, you ain't going to have nothing but a closet full of junk. Amen? That's all you're going to have. You know what they say about yard sales? One man's junk is another man's treasure. And you know what? You can find some pretty good deals at yard sales, but most of it's junk that they don't want. I'm just being honest with you this morning. If you ever come to my house and you see stuff sitting in my yard for sale, it's junk that I don't want, that you might. You might think that's the greatest treasure you've ever found. But it's not usable unto me, so I don't want it. But I tell you the greatest treasure I've ever found, and it wasn't at a yard sale. Listen, the greatest treasure that I've ever received, that I've ever found, was Jesus Christ. And you knew what I was going to say. He said, well, preacher, you say that all the time. Well, it's true. It's no lie this morning. It's true. People today are struggling. People right now, as we sit here in the house of God, as people are watching on Facebook today, man, I see the post on Facebook, people that are sick, people that are hurting, people that are struggling, people that are scared, people that are living in fear, people that are, they don't know what tomorrow's going to bring. Listen, I would be a liar if I told you this morning. I'd be a lying preacher this morning if I told you I knew what tomorrow's going to bring. But listen, I can tell you something this morning that might help you. I do know who holds tomorrow, okay? And if I'm a child of God, and I know I am, I'm covered on the blood of Christ today. And if you are too, listen, you know. You don't have to guess who holds the future in his hand for tomorrow. You already know. And that's Jesus Christ himself. That's your Lord and Savior right now. He holds tomorrow in the palm of his hand. He's got you this morning in the palm of his hand. And it says that no man can snatch you out of the palm of God's hand. Once you're in the palm of God's hand, you are covered under the protection of God. Don't matter what the devil tries to throw up against you. Don't matter what the devil says to you. Don't matter what the devil tries to get you to turn back and fall back from God. But listen, once you're in the palm of the hand of God, no man, no devil, no demons inside of hell itself can pull you out of the hand of God. You belong to God. You are covered under the protection of God. You are sanctified and sealed unto that great day you stand face to face with God Almighty. Wow, is that not a good word to you this morning, church family? Listen, we don't need to be in fear this morning. We don't need to worry about tomorrow, what's going to happen. We don't need to do all that. But I tell you what we should be doing. And Psalms this morning. Let me read this to you in Psalms this morning. I'm just going to read it real quickly to you. In Psalms 119, 105, it says that what it talks about, that the Word of God is a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your path. Now listen, if you want to know, that's the truth this morning. I know what way to go because I got the lamp of God right here. This is the lamp that I'm holding in my hand right here. I've got the Spirit of God inside of me today. And He puts a light before my feet so that I may know which way to go. That I may know what to do and how to do it. And listen, if you don't have that lamp, if you don't have that light in you today, you can have it in you. It's a simple process. All you got to do is bow your head and confess that you're a sinner and believe that Christ died on the cross for your sins and was resurrected on the third day. And He sits at the right hand of God right now making intercessions for you. And He says, as soon as you confess that unto God with your mouth and believe it in your heart, that Christ will come in, God will come in, the Holy Spirit will come in, and you will be a new creation in God. All things, all those old former things have passed away. The new has come. And let me tell you today, church family, the new is here. If you want the new today, you can have it. All you got to do is confess Christ as your Lord and Savior, and you'll be on your way. You'll be embarking on the best and greatest journey that you've ever been on in your life, and you'll be doing mighty things. You'll be looking at things different. You'll be talking. You'll be walking, and you'll be praising, and you'll be shouting, hallelujah, praise God, and you won't be ashamed of it. You'll be standing up for God. You'll be standing on the Word of God, and you'll claim your total victory in the Lord, and you'll succeed. You'll exceed in the power and the strength of the Lord. Listen, the only way I can preach this morning, the only way that I can get up every morning and face every day is that I know that I'm growing in the power and the strength of the Lord by putting my faith and trust in the Lord. And that's the only way you're going to do it. You want to have a successful life. You want to have a successful marriage. You want to have successful finances. Whatever it is you want from that, you can have it if you claim that total victory today. Wow. What more can I say this morning? What more can I tell you this morning? But I got a little more to share with you. I got just a little bit more to share with you today. Wow. Now listen. Wow. I'm telling you this morning, church family, I know what I'm saying. I know what I read. I know what the Bible says. I know what my Lord does for me. And He'll do it for you too, if you let Him. It's so hard. It is. It's hard even for a preacher sometimes. It's so hard even for a preacher sometimes to sit and read the Word of God because the phone will start ringing. It'll be so-and-so. So-and-so will start calling. But you know what we have to do? We have to put our Bible down. We have to answer the phone. Don't we, Brother Hewlin? Most of the time. But sometimes we don't want to. But you know what? When you're trying to read or maybe even try to pray and meditate, something always comes up. Something always comes along. And try. And man, you know what? You know what? People say, I have trouble sleeping at night. Anybody have trouble sleeping at night? Well, I'm going to give you a little secret this morning. I'm going to give you watching on Facebook today, you got trouble sleeping at night. You say, man, it takes me forever to fall asleep. Well, I'm going to tell you how you can fall asleep real quick. You ready? Open your Word. Open your Word up and start reading it a little bit. And guess what happened? Oh, man, I'm getting so sleepy. Man, I'm starting to fall asleep already. Am I telling the truth or what? You start reading the Word of God, and next thing you know, you're just falling asleep. Man, I just feel so tired. I'm just about ready to go to sleep right now. And next thing you know, you're closing up your Bible, and you say, man, I'm calling it a day. I'm going to bed. And you fall right asleep. It works every time. But listen, there's always going to be hindrances. There's always going to be some kind of deterrence. Reading the Word of God. Why there's so many people right now struggling in the world, and the number one thing they're overlooking is God, because the devil's got them so focused on their problem. The devil's got them so focused on their situation. The devil's telling them there is no hope. The devil's telling them they ain't going to make it. The devil's telling them they're going to die. The devil's telling them they're going to fail. You know, if the devil's told me so many times I was going to fail, when I first came into the ministry, the devil said, you're going to fail. You're going to fall. And everybody's going to see you. They're going to know who you are, and they're going to ridicule you. They're going to persecute you. They're going to crucify you in front of everybody. But you know what? I'm still standing strong. Praise God. Hallelujah. I'm still standing strong. I'm still preaching the Word of God. He ain't stopped me yet. I'm still learning. I'm still growing. I'm still going. He ain't stopped me yet. I still believe in God. I still believe in the power of prayer. I still believe in healing. I still believe in miracles. I still believe in my Lord and Savior. I still believe in people. So listen, you know, there was a time in my life, and I'm almost done this morning, but there was a time in my life when I didn't have any hope in anything or anybody, not even myself. But today, the Lord, because He has made me a new creation that the 2 Corinthians talks about, all things have passed away, all the old things have passed away, all things now are new. I'm a new creation in Christ. And it's only by the blood of Christ that you can become a new creation in God. And now the Lord has given me something to live for. The Lord has given you something to live for today. He's given us something all that we can all look forward to. At one time, see, today you may not look, you may be looking at your life today and say, I don't have anything to look forward to. I don't have any hope. I don't have any faith in God or people or even myself. But you know what? That's all right. I'm telling you today, as God's witness, as God's messenger, you have hope in the Lord. Amen. You have hope in God today. You can have faith in God today. You can stand with God today when you don't want to stand with nobody else. God will stand with you. When nobody else will stand with you, God will stand with you. When nobody else is there for you, God will be with you. And how do I know that? Because I read this every day, and that's what it tells me. Even if nobody else loves you, God will still love you. Even if you mess up today in the worst way, God will still love you. And He'll give you another chance. How great is that today? Now you say, well, what do I got to be thankful for today? You know, I know a lot of people right now that have lost a loved one. And if there's anybody that I know today that should be mad or angry or turned away from God, it should be those people that lost a loved one. But you know what? That's no reason to give up on God. God, listen, mark my word when I say this, and I'm going to close. Mark my word today. God is going to follow through. Amen. God is going to follow through with you. God's going to follow through with me. God's plans are wonderful, even though we can't see that right now. God knows what He's doing today. We can't see that right now. We don't know what the outcome of all this is. But you know what? The best thing we can do today is let God do what He needs to do. Let God help you today. Let God show you the way today. Let God love you today. Let God tell you, let God show you that He cares about you today. And when you see God answer your need, when you see God doing the work, when you see God giving you the revelation from all that's going on in your life right now, I tell you what you're going to do. You're going to do what I do every day. You're going to be shouting and praising unto the Lord. You're going to be thanking God. You're going to be you're going to be astounded about how great God is. And you're going to sing praises unto Him. You're going to give Him honor. You're going to give Him glory. And God's going to build you up. Whatever Satan's tearing down right now, listen, he ain't going to get by with it. He's building it up right now. We just don't know it. We just can't see it. Everything that scumbag has stolen from you, everything that Satan's taken from you, the Bible that I read says that he'll have to give it back tenfold. So don't be dismayed today. Don't be discouraged today. Let the Lord lead you today. Let the Lord love you today. Pray and keep praying. Paul says, pray without ceasing. You know, I never would quote Scripture before. I didn't even know how. And now it just comes to me that quick. And it's all because I study every single day. I ask God, show me, teach me, strengthen me. Man, don't you want to be strengthened by the Holy Spirit today? Man, don't you want to be on fire? Don't you want to feel that fire from the Holy Spirit today? Man, it's a great feeling. You say, well, the Holy Spirit is real. It's the third part of the Godhead. And man, once you're consumed with God's thoughts and God's love, nothing's going to stop you. And that old devil, you ain't even going to listen to him. You ain't going to be able to hear him. I'd like to punch him right in the head right now. You know, in the name of Jesus. How about that? Let us pray. Heavenly Father, most gracious God, Lord, we thank you for this morning. We thank you for this word, Heavenly Father. God, we thank you for the light that we have in us today, Lord. God, for those that are struggling today, Lord, for those that are living in turmoil today, God, Lord, for those that don't know what to do or which way to turn, Heavenly Father, God, I pray for them, Lord. I just lift them up to you this morning, Lord. Lord, I pray for that you would just strengthen them today, Lord, with your word, Heavenly Father. God, help us to continue to develop our faith with you. Lord, help us to continue to, as we go to the gyms and the places that we work out at, Lord, help us to work out every day reading your word and getting spiritually fit, Heavenly Father. God, we got to be spiritually fit because we got to fight the good fight of faith. And we can't fight the good fight of faith if we're weak. Lord, we need to be strong. We need to be warriors, godly warriors, out on the battlefield, Heavenly Father, and be able to fight the devil, the enemy, Heavenly Father, and those enemies that we can't see, Heavenly Father. God, fill us with the fire of the Holy Spirit this morning, Lord. And Lord, let us be set on fire with your zeal, with your power, with your strength, Heavenly Father. And God, we pray that you continue to walk with us and be with us, Heavenly Father. Lord, pick us up when we can't stand, God. Maybe even carry us in your arms, Heavenly Father, when we can't take another step, Lord. And God, we just pray now for these things to happen, God. And we just give you the glory, honor, and praise today. For it's all we ask and humbly in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ. Amen.